You can move, sit down.
Hallelujah.
We want to move on
with
part
17
of the book on God's Mega Last Agenda on the Earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Or
you call it the book about full knowledge of God international ministries and God's worldwide call
based
in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We still moving on with NB number 8. How God revealed me the book of remembrance, passing through the heavenly journey, the heavenly biblical journey, which took 7 years. From the year 2005 up to 2011, in the series of the visions, the dreams, the trance or transfiguration,
Azotals,
or you call it teleportation, Samim, and the Urim, the spiritual transports.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we saw that in the heavenly journey, we use spiritual transports where there is the vision, the dreams, the trance or transfiguration, Azotals, Urim, and Thummim, the spiritual transports. We don't pass through death,
for
death is not a spiritual transport, but he's an angel who uncloses spirits from their bodies.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When we finished there, and we saw where the heavenly journey was moved through the Bible, to be able to get explained origin of the Bible, the reality of the Bible, the truth of the Bible, the way of the Bible, and the life of the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And immediately, we began to see summary of the heavenly journey. And we were told that the heavenly journey is my journey and your journey.
As
the journey of spirits of all creation, the journey of salvation.
Because
1 Timothy 6:7 he says that we brought nothing on this earth, and we shall go back with nothing. And Philippians 3:20 he says, because our home is in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When we finished there, we began another part saying, moving from planet Earth to reaching the last created heaven, call it the fourth heaven, which makes up the rim below.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And the first part we saw there says, the heavenly journey ended here on this earth, ended here on the planet Earth, and it begins right from the planet Earth. As
we
read in the 1 Timothy 6:7, that we brought nothing on this earth, and we shall go back with nothing. Proverbs 8:31, and he said, this planet is called the planet Earth because of its fullness. Those we shall keep seeing. We move to another part, which shows movement from this planet Earth to head on to other 9 planets.
And we knew
in Proverbs
8,
verse
31,
this planet is called the planet Earth.
To meaning there are
other planets you cannot inhabit. According to we read of them in the 2 Kings, chapter 23, verse 5.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we moved from there,
we
moved from the other 9 planets
to head
onto the kingdom of the moon, the sun, the stars, and the clusters in the firmament of the heaven. According to those we saw of them in Genesis chapter
1,
verse 14 up to 17. And we are told to see the fullness concerning the kingdom of the moon, the sun, the stars, and the clusters, those found in the firmament of the heaven, where they were seeing the way the food comes from the sun and it passes through the moon and appears in the ground of this earth. According to Deuteronomy 33, verse 14.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we finish there, we move to another part, which concerneth hell. Hell, the prison of God, which is known as the bottomless pit, where he imprisons rebellious spirits, all the sinners who refuse to repent, and it is found in the kingdom of the stars, in the firmament of the heaven. According to Revelation chapter 9, verse 1 and 2, and if you open up hell, the prison of God, that's known as the bottomless pit, the darkness, total darkness spreads over the firmament, and the moon with the stars, the sun and the stars, they stop to give their light because of that darkness which comes from hell, the prison of God, that's known as the bottomless pit. And we knew that this hell, Satan is not one in charge of it, but
it
is led by the archangel called the Abaddon of the chains. According to Revelation 9 verse 11, we saw that all together
these
still demons of Satan, they are no ones who give punishments within hell, but the angels totaling 200 billion, those in Revelation chapter 9 verse 16. And these are divided into two. According to Revelation chapter 6, verse 8, 100 billion, and they are led by angel of death. He moves on the yellow horse. They are responsible to get spirits from the bodies of this earth as they use diseases, as they use hunger, beasts of the field,
swords,
or you call them the wars which happen on this earth. According to Revelation 6 verse
8,
and another 100 billion, they work within hell, the prison of God, the bottomless pit, and they are led by the archangel Abaddon. And these fashion their own weapons. They fashion weapons they use in hell and giving punishments. According to Isaiah chapter 54, verse 16.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And these are the men of the wrath of God. Spoken most in the Isaiah chapter 14, verses 1 to reaching verse 10. All the wrath of God to the wicked who never repent. These are ones who have it.
So
pay each as their works were, right in hell. And we promise you'll keep seeing more than that. When we finished there, we moved to the part of seeing principalities. The devils, called them the fallen angels, who appeared demons of a clans, called the gods of a nations, and their main base, it's in the kingdom of the stars. That responsible of the spiritual wickedness, witchcraft passed through dreams and the visions. According to we saw Obadiah chapter 1, verse 3 up to 4, and we connected with Ephesians 6, verses 12. And the last part showed the spiritual wickedness, and it passed mostly in the dreams. They cause people to dream. As you see in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 8 up to 10. And they cause people to dream those dreams. And you dream you're learning homosexuality. Yes. You dream you still have sex with an animal. And they teach you fornication, but you learn them through dreams. And they teach you lies, they train you in the spiritual world.
Now we see
other two bases on this earth of the devils, of these fallen angels who appear demons of clans or gods over nations. We saw the base which is called underwater, where base all the powers of darkness, powers of the lies of the devils, which blind the eyes of humans' minds. They don't allow light of the word to shine their way. According to those we saw, Ezekiel 27 and verse 1 to enter verse 5. And we saw that the main base of the underwater, right at Bermuda Triangle,
Atlantic Ocean,
at the Atlantic Ocean,
America.
Near in America.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
According to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4 up to 5, it shows the use of powers of darkness, blind the eyes of the minds of humans. They don't allow light of the word to shine their way, and you're there content with light of the word in the world, and you strive with your creator. We saw the third base, which is in the underground.
Underground bankers.
Call them the underground bankers. Where they base all the magic forces. Yes. Of overturning things. And you reach a time you see to marry your fellow men, that's the rightful thing. To marry your fellow woman, it's the right thing. To do things those overturned. According to Isaiah chapter 29, verse 15 up to 16, there are many things we saw there. After we moved to another part saying, moving from kingdom of the stars, heading on to the last created heaven, the fourth heaven. The blue heaven you see, and it is circular, and it is called the fourth, because God did not create one heaven, but He created a total of four heavens.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. According to those we saw in Genesis chapter 1 verse 6 up to 8, that Genesis was showing the last created heaven. But if you use Bibles like King James versions and the Gideon, in Genesis chapter 2 verse
1,
he shows the entire heavens had been created, and the earth with all their hosts, and he showed he had not created one heaven. And if you are using King James versions or Gideon, they show Genesis 1 verse
1
that God's plan was to create heavens and the earth, and not one heaven.
In the beginning,
we say in the beginning
God created the heavens
God
and the earth.
Created the heavens and the earth.
Hey.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
we get the real proof. According to what we saw in Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 14, that heaven plus heaven and you multiply them by two, you get total of four heavens. We quote many other scriptures, NLB Psalms 148 verses 4, and the King David, he saw those four heavens.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So when
we concluded that, we saw in summary, we moved on to say that in the heavenly journey, we use the way of ascending and descending and not to rotate in the dimensions.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we saw many scriptures where there is the Acts chapter 1 verse 9 up to 11. Our Lord Jesus was lifted, moving from this earth,
and
he was taken by the clouds back into heaven. And we understood that when we are moving from this earth, we use the way of ascending, and when we come back into the earth, we still use the way of descending, as we saw in the Ephesians chapter 4 verse 9. He descended in the lower parts of the earth. He is the one who ascended, one who ascended through all the heavens.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we saw
there many things, and we are told when we reach into the earth, if we use the way of ascending, move out of planet earth, and we descend to come back, we reach into the earth, there are four winds of the earth. There are the four directions of this earth, which are made by four angels on the four corners of the earth. Those we follow, yet we don't move into dimensions. According to what we say, Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 6.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we saw in John chapter 3 verse 6 up to 8, that born by the Spirit
is
what appear as winds, and it can look into following those directions to reaching the spiritual world. Because the spiritual world we saw, and it is what is here which is invisible and not the heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
And it begins from the oxygen we breathe, moving in the four winds of the earth. The four directions of this earth,
the four
angels on the four corners of the earth, upon which they stretch the lines of this earth.
And
we saw Revelation 7 verse 1.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we saw that here, there is no heaven.
That
if you rotate like this, you enter into heaven. But we saw that there is the earth, the spiritual world, that invisible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this one, out of they made this physical world we move by, according to Hebrews 11, the verse 3. We saw there are many things.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me
hope to remember very well. And we are proved that moving from planet Earth, moving to the other 9 planets, and to come back into planet Earth, we use the way of ascending and descending.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. As we moved back to analyze Ephesians 4 verse 9, that he who descended in the lower parts of the earth, he is the one who ascended.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm. He
told that still to move from the other 9 planets to head on to kingdom of the moon, the sun, the stars, the clusters in the firmament of the heaven. Still we use the way of ascending and descending. When we reach in those places, look for 4 winds of those areas, the 4 directions, and we follow them to see more.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we were told that moving from kingdom of the stars, head on to the last created heaven, the fourth heaven, that blue heaven you see, we still use the same way of ascending and descending. As we last saw in Genesis chapter 12, Genesis 28, verse 11 and 12, and he saw ladder stretch from the heaven, come down on the earth, and he saw angels descending and ascending back upon heaven, on the door of heaven. In the same way, we were told
that
moving from the last created heaven, the fourth heaven, that blue heaven you see, which makes up the rim below, to ascend into the rim above, in the 3 heavens, and to reach above all the heavens, use the same way of ascending and descending. According to we saw Ephesians chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. And he descended in the lower parts of the earth.
He's
one who ascended through all the heavens, up to above all the heavens. Let me hope you together with us in the same place.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. Don't you see, even the first timer is together with us?
They are
together with us in NB number 8. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. On this day, we want to move on with part 17, which says that,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Moving from the last created heaven, it is the fourth heaven, the blue heaven you see, makes up the rim below, to head on to the rim above, in the 3 heavens. Yes. We have headed on again, moving from the last created heaven, it's the fourth heaven, the blue heaven you see, makes up the rim below,
to
head on to the rim above, in the 3 heavens. Yes. Have you understood it well? Sure. We are heading on. We move from the last created heaven. It is the fourth heaven. The blue heaven you see up in the sky, which makes up the rim below. And we head on to the rim above. In 3 heavens. Means in the rim above there are 3 heavens.
Hallelujah.
But we move come from the rim below. Now we move from the fourth heaven. The last created heaven. Which makes up the rim below.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Yes. Let me have we together. As we first told you on the other time, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 6 up to verse
8,
right there we see the last created heaven. It is the fourth heaven. Makes up the rim below. The blue heaven you see. Let's read we hear. Genesis chapter 1 and the verse 6.
Katonda nayogera nti wabewe banga wakati mu mazzi, yaulenga amazzi n'amazzi.
And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Yes. God said, let there be a firmament. Separate the waters. The water one to move above, another remain below. The water which remain below. Out of it they made the last created heaven, the fourth heaven, the blue heaven you see. Makes up the rim below.
But
water which moved the rim above, out of it they made three heavens. Those are right there in Genesis chapter 1, verse 6. That God spoke, there be a firmament in the midst of the water. The waters be separated, divided. When it's divided, one moves to the rim above, another moves in the rim below.
Now,
water which moved in the rim below, out of it they made the last created heaven, the fourth heaven, the blue heaven you see,
which
makes out the rim below. But water which moved the rim above, out of it they made three heavens. Those we are heading on to see. Let's read verse 7, you understand it very well. Genesis chapter 1, verse 7.
Katonda nasawe banga, na yaula amazi, agali wansiwe banga, na amazi agali wagulu mubanga.
And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. That is how he did it. Sure. He divided the waters. One moved to the rim above, another moved to the rim below. Water which moved in the rim below. Water which moved to the rim below.
Hallelujah.
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 So, ngambye bwete.
I've said like this.
He
divided water into two. One moved to the rim above. Out of that, he made three heavens in the rim above. And the water which moved to the rim below. Out of them he made the last created heaven. It's the first heaven, the blue heaven we see. Let's repeat verse 7 you hear. Genesis chapter 1, verse 7.
Katonda nasawe banga, na yaula amazagali wansiwe banga, na amazagali wagulu mubanga.
And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. That is how it was. God indeed divided these waters. One moved to the rim above. Out of it made three heavens. That which moved in the rim below, out of it made the last created heaven. It is the fourth heaven, the blue heaven you see. In the verse 8, it's what it speaks of. Sure. Let's read verse 8. Genesis chapter 1, verse 8.
Katonde banga nali yite guru. Nebuba kaungezi, nebube ncha. Olwerunaku, olwokubiri.
And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day.
Tudiramuko.
Genesis chapter 1, verse
8.
Katonde banga nali yite guru. Nebuba kaungezi, nebube ncha. Olwerunaku, olwokubiri.
And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning we are the second day. Yes. Waters which moved in the rim below, out of it made the last created heaven. The fourth heaven, that blue heaven you see, which makes up the rim below. But the water which moved the rim above, out of it he made three heavens. Those must speak of them in the Psalms 115, verse 16. They appear three.
Zaburi ya sura 115 noru nyiriri ole 15.
Psalms 115 verse 16.
Eguru lyeguru lya mukama na yensi yajiwa abana babantu.
The heaven and the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth has he given to the children of men. Yes.
Eguru
heaven
plus
gatako
abiri
amagulu. Now you may not have been seeing the three they made in the rim above.
Maybe
you read well. Are you reading with me? Let us repeat this.
Zaburi ya sura 115 noru nyiriri ole 15.
Psalms 115 verse 16.
Eguru nezi heavens bya mukama na yensi yajiwa abana babantu.
The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth has he given to the children of men. Yes.
The heaven. Even.
Era.
What is even?
What is even?
Even is always. Even a number. Even number.
Yes. Two, four, and above.
Uh-huh. 2, 4, and what?
And six.
Even in numbers, it's done.
Two. I see. Let us read this again. You accept my leprosy. I pour upon you my spirit. Because you understand my words. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23. You cannot understand it no matter how you want it in this life. For it's a language hidden.
Even heavens.
I told you we have gone in even numbers. It begins from two. Heaven got on, add on two heavens. Your brethren have understood it well. As soon as it's used this even term,
had
to get a spirit revealed. Even number, you understand it speak of two heavens.
Hallelujah.
I did go in the heavenly biblical journey. To explain the origin of the Bible, the reality of the Bible, the truth of the Bible, the way of the Bible, how it was born on this earth, and the life of the Bible.
Hey.
Yes. But my God, that you would have read it for how many years?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
all together, the last created heaven, it is the fourth heaven, the blue heaven you see,
which
makes up the rim below. That is explained most in Genesis, chapter 1, verse 8. It is joined on three other heavens in the rim above. As you read in the Psalms 115, the verse 16, that heaven, even the two heavens, heaven plus two heavens.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It
means there we have seen the four heavens that King David saw all at once. In Psalms 148, verse
4.
Psalms 148, verse 4. Praise him, you heavens of heavens, and you waters that be above the heavens.
Hey.
Yes.
A guru.
Heavens.
Heaven is biri.
Two heavens.
That could biri
plus another. Two other heavens.
Okay,
as you move above them.
Hey.
Yes.
Hey.
Those total to four.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now we want to move on. From the first heaven, from the last created heaven, it's the fourth heaven, the blue heaven you see, to head on into the first created heaven in the rim above, where we have gone now. I want you to understand the things very well. Moving from the last created heaven, it's the fourth, the blue heaven you see,
which
makes up the rim below, to head on into the first created heaven in the rim above. The journey has been ordered very well in the book of God's bigger last agenda on the earth. Yes. We move from the last created heaven. It is the fourth. The blue heaven you see,
which
makes up the rim below, to head on into the first created heaven in the rim above.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Upon which you understand it's the next heaven there. It's the angel come see, it's to see angels come from there, descend on the earth, descending on the earth as they ascend. But these angels, they live in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
It
means it's the heaven we reach into right up there. First created heaven in the rim above. So that's why we've told you that moving from the last created heaven, the fourth heaven, the blue heaven you see,
which
makes up the rim below, to head on into the first created heaven in the rim above. And I told you the first sign to prove that it's the first created heaven. It's the heaven where we find the city of God. Jerusalem of heaven. The great gathering of the angels and the holy ones of God. Sure. What proves it's the first created heaven? Because in it is where is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the holy ones of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are in Genesis chapter 28, verse 11, up to verse 12. Let's read it there, we hear. Genesis chapter 28, verse 11.
Natuka mchifo, nasulawo nakeso budde. Kumange njuba yaliye gudde. Natuwale rimuku mainja ago mchifo. Nalie zizika uansiwo mutwegwe.
And he came upon a certain place and tarried there all night, because the sun was set. And he took the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. Verse
12.
And he dreamt, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. Yes. He saw ladders
stretched
from the door of the blue heaven you see up there. It is the last created heaven. The fourth. Making up the rim below. But the angels, they descended upon them. At the same time ascended as they go back. They were going back into the first created heaven. They descended, come from the first created heaven, and they ascended, going back to the first created heaven, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the holy ones of God. So immediately, if you move from the last created heaven, the fourth, the blue heaven you see, which makes up the rim below, if you ascend to the rim above, the heaven you first reach into, it is the first created heaven where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of angels and the holy ones of God. The angels don't come from elsewhere except from the first created heaven in the rim above, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of angels and the holy ones of God. We too, when we finish our works here, those of righteousness, we ascend straight into that city to be rested for some time, to the coming back of our Lord Jesus, when we shall come back with him. According to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22 to
23.
Hebrews chapter 12 from verse 22.
Naye muzze ku lusozi Sayuni ne ku kibuga kya Katonda omulamu, Yerusalemi eky'omuggulu, n'eri abakumi b'abamalayika.
But you are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. Verse 23.
Nti eri ekkuŋŋaanire eddene era ekkanisa y'ababereberye abaawandiikibwa mu ggulu, n'eri Katonda omulamuzi wa bonna,
to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn who are written in heaven, unto the God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of holy men made perfect. Yes.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
According
to Hebrews 12, verse 23. 22-23. They said, we welcome you in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of angels, the innumerable company. There are very many. Now it eases us to join up Genesis chapter 28, verse 12. We see ladder stretched from door of heaven, the last created heaven, the fourth heaven you see, the blue heaven, which make up the rim below, and it stretched down to the earth. Now, angels move from door of that heaven. They descend. At the same time, they are sent, go back. Where they were going back to, where they came from, is where they went back to. That is the first created heaven. In the rim above, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Yes. Jerusalem of what? Of heaven. The main things we have to see in this city, they are these ones below. Most of them based here in this verse. The first, Jerusalem of heaven. It's a city of God. Yes. That is the first thing. It is a city of who? It is not of humans. It's not of angels. When you reach into the first created heaven, in the rim above, what you first know, that the city Jerusalem of heaven, it is of God. It's not of humans. Because humans, they have Jerusalem of the earth, right at Israel. Yes. When you reach into the first created heaven, in the rim above, what you first know, or what you first see, it is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. That Jerusalem of heaven, it's a city of God. It's not of humans. Because humans have the city, their Jerusalem on the earth, right in Israel. And when we read of it, Jerusalem of heaven, we know it's a city of God. It's not of humans. And we differentiate it from that of humans, which is in Israel, right on this earth. Sure. Some people confuse them as they read the Bible, and they think it's in Israel. Even something is to be built in America, that they are going to build a new one there. Not at all. Those we shall keep getting explained of them. Yes. Have you understood me well there? The second, it's a great gathering of an innumerable company of angels. And when you reach in it, before you know anything moving there, you first see angels. If you've not found them in there, then you are in another city.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When they show you two angels, tell them, bring numerous of them. Let's repeat that verse 22. Hebrews chapter 12, verse
22.
But you are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. Yes. When you reach into the first created heaven, in the realm above, what you first know, that Jerusalem of heaven, it's a city of God, it's not of humans.
Because
humans have their city on the earth, right in Israel. The second, it's a great gathering of innumerable company of angels. And when you reach there, and you see, I want to see 10,000. Yes. If they have not showed you, and they show you two or three, and you know they have conned you, for at least,
you
have to see 100 trillion of angels. According to Revelation 5. Verse
11.
Revelation chapter 5, verse
11.
And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the living creatures, and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousand of thousands. Yes.
10,000.
10,000.
Urukumi.
Times.
Urukumi.
10,000.
Times urukumi.
Plus 10,000.
Over a thousand.
Over a thousand.
Times a thousand.
That is times a thousand.
Over a thousand.
Over a thousand.
Times.
Times. Yes.
Trillion.
100 trillion. Of angels. If they only show you two, three, four, you say we are not in the city of God. Jerusalem of heaven, not. This is not the first heaven. The other, these angels are in seven groups. And you can ask their groups. They appear in seven groups. Revelation chapter
8.
Revelation chapter
8,
verse
1.
And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. Verse
2.
And I saw seven angels who stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. Yes. Angels, seven commanders. They have seven trumpets of God. They command seven groups of the angels. And these seven groups, they have their captains giving up the weapons of God. According to Revelation chapter
15,
verse
1.
Revelation chapter 15,
verse 1. Bamalaika musanvu gabaine ibonyobonyo musanvu ebyenkomerero kubanga mwebyo obusungu bwa Katonda mwe butukiririra.
And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is completed the wrath of God. Yes.
Bamalaika
Now, there are seven angels, the commanders. They have seven trumpets. Even the captains who have weapons of the wrath of God, the seven of them. So they take over seven groups. We are going to list them and we shall keep knowing them. The first group. It is led by Angel Michael of Warfare. Yes. The first group of the angels. It's led by Angel Michael of Warfare. The second group. The second group of angels. It is led by Angel Gabriel, messenger of the word of God. The second group of angels. It is led by Angel Gabriel, messenger of the word of God. The third group of the holy angels, you join on a word, holy angels. The third group of the holy angels, it's led by Angel Raphael. Call him Tigris. One of measurements. Times and seasons. And that of prophecy. Or one who fulfills prophecy. He watches over prophecies until they have been fulfilled. Yes.
You
say the third group of the holy angels.
Led
by Angel Raphael.
What Greece?
Or Tigris. Angels of measurements. Times and seasons. Angels who watch over prophecies till they are fulfilled. And they are angels who appear as doctors. Sure. The angels appear as doctors. Those you dream as they operate you, as they treat you. The fourth group of the holy angels. It is led. It is led by Angel Abaddon of the chains. And of the key of the bottomless pit. The first group of the holy angels. It's led by Angel Abaddon of the chains. And one of the key of the bottomless pit. They work on the works of death and hell. Yes. They work on the works of death and hell. The fifth group of the holy angels. They are led by Angel Ariel. The angel of creations. The rainfall. And the water. The fifth group of the holy angels. They are led by the Archangel Ariel. Angel of creations. Rainfall. And the waters. The seas, the oceans. The oceans and the seas. When we say angel of creations, we mean animals, insects, birds. Yes. Even all the stars. We shall see them. He wanted you first be listed them. We said the fifth group of the holy angels, led by Archangel Ariel, angel of creations, angel of rainfall, and the waters call them the oceans, the seas, the lakes.
Hallelujah.
The sixth group of the holy angels. It's led by Angel Camel of Fire.
It's led
by the Archangel Camel, that of fire. Responsible of the fire of the altar of God, fire of the lake of fire, fire which burns powers of darkness, witchcraft and sorcery,
in
sickness like cancer, HIV and the rest. The sixth group of holy angels. The group led by Archangel Camuel, angels in charge of the fire of God, fire of the golden altar of God, fire of the lake of fire, fire burning powers of darkness,
which
burns sickness, burning demons.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The seventh group of holy angels. It's led by the Archangel Jophiel, the one of the seal of God.
It's
led by Archangel Jophiel, of the seal of God.
Is
one who works together with the Holy Spirit to seal the sons of God, all those who hear the gospel of salvation, and they believe, and they do as it is. The seventh group of the holy angels,
which
led by the Archangel Jophiel, one of the seal of God. He works together with the Holy Spirit
to
seal all the children of God, those who hear and believe, and they put in action
the
everlasting gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Yes.
Hallelujah.
So when you reach into the first created heaven in the realm above, what you first know, that in there is Jerusalem of heaven. It's a city of God. It's not of humans. Because humans have their Jerusalem city of this earth, right in Israel. That's where we've read Genesis chapter 28, verse 12. Angels descend from the door of heaven, you see, up the blue, and they ascend to go back. But they reach right into the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22. And we are told that the second thing you have to know That you are to find in the first created heaven, there are the thousands of angels. When we saw in Hebrews 12, verse 22, these angels are so many in number. And we saw according to Revelation 5, verse 11, and we saw a number total to 100 trillion.
Means
told that these angels are in seven groups. There are seven commanders with seven trumpets and their captains, seven of them, with the weapons of the wrath of God, seven of them. Revelation 8 verse 1 and 2 and Revelation 15 verse 1, and we listed their groups, seven groups, those we shall come to keep explain, because we've listed them with their works. The third, have to know as soon as you reach into the first created heaven in the rim above, that this city, in there we don't find fallen angels, because they were cast from there. 2023 years past.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, there we don't find fallen angels, because they were chased from there 2023 years past. And if you find there a fallen angel, you know you are in the wrong place.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are in Revelation chapter 12, verse 7 to 9. He says like this. Revelation chapter 12, verse
7.
And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. Verse
8.
And prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. Verse 9.
And
the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, who deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Yes. Read the next verse. Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, who accused them before our God day and night. The voice was heard in heaven. That's the first heaven I speak of. First created heaven in the rim above. Yes, we shall show you in those images.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But they say, and there happened the war in heaven. Revelation 12, verse 7 to 10.
Angel
Michael with army of his angels, they moved to fight that war. They fought the dragon, that is Satan, the devil, and the deceiver, and his angels. They were chased from there. They never remained their place in that heaven. No place of theirs there.
era womusinganira
yo you know in the wrong place Satan and his fallen angels, they don't live in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the first created heaven in the realm above. They were cast from that 2023 years past. Why are they total into those years? From when Jesus died for us and he rose up, that we call AD.
AD
after the death
and the resurrection of Christ.
Zukira kwa Kristo. Those angels were cast from there, the fallen angels. For when they brought the firstborn on this earth, they told all angels to worship him. He can forgive of their unrighteousness, and he washed them with the blood. Satan and his angels, they refused. Let's read Hebrews chapter 1. I do not want to be confused. Hebrews chapter 1, verse
6.
And again, when he brings the first begotten into the world, he says, and let all the angels of God worship him. Yes. Matthew chapter 1, Hebrews 1.
Hallelujah.
It will finish the service.
Hallelujah.
When he brought the first begotten in the earth, he told all angels in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, in the first created heaven, in the realm above, all of them to worship the Son while still on this earth. Satan and his angels, and they refused. And they retained sin. Yet even copies of heaven, they needed to be cleansed. These refused to be cleansed. All of them were meant to be chased there. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 23. This one is becoming an issue now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's read this Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 23. It was therefore necessary that the pattern of things in heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. Yes. Hebrews 9 verse 23, things of heavens needed to be purified much. And Bible says Jesus did not put the sacrifice on this earth, but in heaven. These in heavens needed to be purified. That's why you see Hebrews 1 verse 6, he said, when he brought the first begotten on the earth,
he
commanded angels to believe the name of Jesus, they get saved. Satan and his angels, they rebelled. Hebrews 9 verse 23-24
says,
things in heaven still needed to be purified. When Satan refused, the war happened in heaven between angels who have believed Jesus and angels who have refused. For those who overcame, Bible says they overcame by the blood. That's why I can tell you 2023 years past, Satan and his angels were cast. I know why they were cast from there.
Amen.
Yes. Let's see they overcame by words. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11.
N'olw'ekigambo eky'okutegeeza kwabwe ne batayagala bulamu bwabwe okutuusa okufa.
And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Yes. When the war began, happened in heaven at the beginning of AD, after death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Revelation 12, in the verse 7, up to verse 11, that overcame the other, they never see the president. Angels who overcame with the blood of Jesus, he had taken there. And by the testimony of the word preaching the gospel in heaven, it's where best to tell you that 2023 years passed, Satan and his fallen angels, who appear demons of clans, they call the aliens, they call gods of nations, they cast them from heaven, they first created heaven. Where there is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, and you should not find them there. Yes. But how come you are in men's mysteries? They were cast 33.3 trillion fallen angels. And all they had come to attack this earth. Don't be surprised the world has been devastated like this. Revelation chapter 12, verse 3, he says this. Revelation chapter 12, verse 3.
Ne walabika akabonera akalala mugguru era nti ne walabika akabonera akalala mugguru era laba. Ogusoto ogumyufu ogunene, ogulina emitwe omusanvu n'amayembe kumi, ne ku mitwe gyagwo engule musanvu.
And there appeared another sign in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having seven heads and ten horns and seven crowns upon his heads. Verse 4.
N'omukira gwagwo ne guwalula ekitundu ekyokusatu eky'emmunyeenye z'omuggulu, ne guzisuula ku nsi, ogusoto ne guyimirira mu maaso g'omukazi eyali agenda okuzaala.
And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to be delivered, to devour her child as soon as it was born.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 12, verse 3 and 4. That dragon you have seen, Satan the devil, when they say use the tail, and it's a third of the stars. They don't speak of the stars you see in the sky. They have used the mystery of the stars. These are angels. Revelation chapter 9, verse 1, it says, and I saw a star come from heaven, having key of the bottomless pit. The star coming from heaven, and he has key of the bottomless pit. And the star he has, there Revelation 20 comes in, verse 1 and 2. I saw an angel come from heaven, having key of bottomless pit, and with the great chain. Those are mysteries there. Now Revelation 12, verse 3 and 4. The dragon, you know him, is Satan. But use its tail. You are part of the stars of heaven. Stars of heaven, the one which can confuse you, think they are one who started yesterday. But it's through angels. The mystery of the stars.
You
read Revelation 9. Verse 1, you will read it.
And
I saw a star come down from heaven, and he has the key of bottomless pits. The star, and he has key of bottomless pits. The star is one who has.
But
you have to go in Revelation 20, verse 1 and 2. I saw an angel come from heaven, having key of bottomless pit, is the big chain in his hands. Mystery of the star is hidden in Revelation 12, verse 3 and 4. The stars that devil caused to fall, these are fallen angels. Why do they say use the tail? Backsliding will slay a foolish person. These are fallen angels. They say Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 31. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 13.
Tebayagalanga kutesa kwange nakatono. Banyomanga okunenya kwange konna.
They would have none of my counsel. They despised all my reproofs. Verse 31.
Kyebaliva balya ku bibala ebyekkubo lyabwe bo. Ne bakute enkwezaabwe bo.
Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. Verse 2.
Kubanga okudde ennyuma okw'abatalina magezi kulibatta. N'okulaba omukisa okw'abasirusiru kulibazikiriza.
For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. Yes.
Using
the tail, it throws them. You backslide. You fall. That's why they are called fallen angels. What they call the afads. You got Revelation 12 verse 4. And you see the afads. You get them from 100 trillion. Those Revelation 5 verse
11. It
means afad of 100 trillion. We get 33.3 fallen angels. Yes. 33.3. The fallen angels. Who appear demons of clans. Who appear gods of our nations. That's why it was said, war to the earth and those who dwell in it. For the accuser has come down there, filled with rage. He has a short time
to
fight with those key commandments of God, the testimony of Christ. That's why the fight is gotten intense. Humans think we fight with flesh and blood. Those who read in Revelation 12, you move from verse 15 to 17. Yes.
Wow.
From verse 12 up to 17. You will see that war. Most of that, those fallen angels, we shall study them. But in the city of God, they are not found there. And if you find one who begins to act mad, you know you are in the wrong place. We are in the first created heaven, in the realm above. Because that heaven In there we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. It's not of humans, because humans, they have their Jerusalem city of the earth, right in Israel. The second, Jerusalem of heaven, the city of God, the great gathering of angels, 100 trillion of them and above. Yes. Those holy angels. The third, Jerusalem of heaven, the first created heaven. We don't find there Satan and his fallen angels who appear demons of clans, call them the aliens, who appear gods of nations, because they were cast from there 20, 23 years past. You've gotten all the proof, and I'm passing through in the summary. Have you seen things? The fourth, Jerusalem of heaven, the first heaven, all the holy ones of God, spirits of the holy ones, it's the church of the firstborn, spirits of those perfected, it's where they live. They don't remain looming on this earth. Yes. That's where they rest from. I'll say the fourth, the Jerusalem of heaven, the first created heaven, in the realm above, spirits of the holy ones, church of the firstborn, spirits of those perfected, it's where they live, it's where they rest from. The coming back of our Lord Jesus. They don't live on this earth. Yes. That's why you've heard. Hebrews 12 verse 23 as he says this. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 23.
Eri kunganire dene, eri kanisi yababiri biriye, abawandikiwa mukuru. Neri katondo mulamuzi wabonna neri emyoyo jabatukirivu abatukirizibwa.
To the general assembly and the church of the firstborn who are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of holy men made perfect. Yes.
Bakugambye.
They have so told you. On to what? You repeat it. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 23.
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 23.
To the general assembly and the church of the firstborn who are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of holy men made perfect. Yes. The general assembly, church of the firstborn, those written in heaven, and spirits of holy men made perfect. They live there. If you finish your works here,
it,
and close the body of this earth, and you got born again, and you believed of our Lord Jesus, you got saved, you got born again, you are given the heavenly body. When you get you from the body of the earth, all the angels, they carry you, and they take you in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the first created heaven, and the rim above, and you rest. That's why you see in Revelation chapter 6 and verse 9 up to 11, when you reach there, when the golden altar of God, you speak, how long will you take not judge those on the earth? And they tell you, go and rest.
Revelation
chapter 6, verse 9.
Bwe yabembula akabonero ak'okutaano, ne ndaba wansi w'ekyoto, emmeeme z'abo abattibwa olw'ekigambo kya Katonda, n'olw'okutegeeza kwe baalina.
And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. Verse 10.
Ne boogerera waggulu n'eddoboozi ddene nga boogera nti, olituusaawa Mukama, omutukuvu era ow'amazima, obutasala musango, n'obutawala na ggwanga olw'omusaayi gwaffe kw'abo abatuula ku nsi.
And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, do you not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? Verse 11.
Ne baweebwa buli muntu ekyambalo ekyeru, ne bagambibwa okuwummula nate akaseera katono, okutuusa baddu bannaabwe ne baganda baabwe lwe baliwera, abagenda okuttibwa nga bo bwe battibwa.
And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little while until their fellow servants, also their brethren, that should be killed as they were, should be fulfilled. Yes. They were given white robes. They complained on the earth where they had come from. Lord, why don't you judge those men, persecute us on the world? You judge them. And they give them white robes. They are made in their acts of righteousness on the golden altar of God in that city, Jerusalem of heaven. And they told them, you go and rest.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The fifth. To be judged. Spirits of the sinners. Those on the world and those who fall in hell.
It
will happen in the city Jerusalem of heaven. Yes. Sure. All they are in this verse. Now we've broken it down. Judgment of the sinners, those on the earth, and those who fall in hell,
it's
to happen in this city,
it's
to happen in Jerusalem of heaven. Means here there are no sinners who live there. And if you find there who seem to be a little sin, beat sinners, you know you are in a fake city. But brethren, time is left us. There still remaining others.
There
still remain the summary of these things. There is still remaining some who remain this with of judgments. It's the fifth. We have the sixth. The city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. It was not built by humans, not by angels, but God himself, on 12 foundations, 12 cities, in one city. This city has its central, the middle of it. There are things found there, and it has the central.
No,
I cannot list those now, because when we're in the mid of it,
we
have to see there the golden altar of God, the covenant box, the mercy seat, and the two cherubims who surround right there. where we shall read the cherubim who fell, Lucifer, we list him there. And when he go to its central,
it's
where is the great gathering? And the seven lampstands. What will be ending on that list? This heaven where the city of God, the first created heaven, which has the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, it is not blue. It's of sapphire. Come tomorrow. We begin from there. May the Lord bless you. Thank you for coming.
Amen.
Amen.